Audio 6.10.
We have a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. First of all, the open house will be on December 3rd, and we usually have it from 4 to 6. For those of you who are new, let me fill you in on what we've done in previous years. We usually serve catered hors d'oeuvres with wine, juice, and pop. This year, I was thinking maybe we should just have a wine and cheese party instead. What do you think?
I prefer what we did last year. The hors d'oeuvres we got from the catering company were excellent. People really seemed to enjoy them.
Yes, I agree with Peruse. The catering company we used last year made some fabulous food, and I think we should use them again. In my opinion, wine and cheese just doesn't seem like enough variety. And also, there are so many people who are lactose intolerant these days. They wouldn't be able to eat anything if we just have wine and cheese.
Tatiana, what do you think?
I quite like the idea of a wine and cheese party. I think it might be cheaper than the hors d'oeuvres. They were quite expensive from what I remember. Sam, which do you think is better, wine and cheese or hors d'oeuvres?
Well, since I wasn't here last year, I think I'll just go along with what everyone else decides.
How do you feel about adding some fruit and vegetable platters to the wine and cheese? That way, there is something for everyone.
I'm still not big on the idea of a wine and cheese party. Is cost an issue here? Are we trying to save money or have a really nice party? If we have to worry about the cost, then I think we should go with the wine and cheese. But if we only end up saving a few dollars by doing that, then I still prefer the hors d'oeuvres. The food last year was really tasty, the presentation was beautiful, and everyone loved it.
I totally agree.
Okay, why don't I call the caterer and get a price list? I'll have a look at our notes from last year to see what we ordered, and do the same for this year.
Sure. Is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay.